ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
This is Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 2, Text 21. Agnidra sutaste matur anugrahad autpattike naiva samhangana sanghananana sanghanana balopeta pitra vibhakta atmatulya namani Ita bhagam jambudvipa varshani bubujuhu. Do that again. Agnidra sutaste matur anugrahad autpattikenaiva samhanana balopeta pitra vibhakta atmatulya namani ita bhagam jambudvipa varshani bubujuhu. Agnidrasutaha, the sons of Maharaj Agnidra. They, Matuhu, of the mother, Anugrahat,
by the mercy,
or by drinking the breast milk. Autpattikena,
naturally.
Eva,
certainly.
Sanghanana,
well-built body.
Bala,
strength.
Upetaha,
obtained.
Pitra,
by the father.
Vibhakta,
divided.
Atmatulya,
following their own.
Namani,
possessing names.
Litabhagam,
divided properly.
Jambudvipa,
Varshani,
different parts of Jambudvipa.
Probably Asia and Europe combined together.
Upujahu,
ruled.
Translation.
Because of drinking the breast milk of their mother, the nine sons of Agnidra naturally had strong, well-built bodies. Their father gave them each a kingdom in a different part of Jambudvipa. The kingdoms were named according to the names of the sons. Thus, the sons of Agnidra ruled the kingdoms they received from their father.
The Acharyas specifically mention that in this verse the words Matuhu Anugrahat, by the mercy of their mother, refer to the breast milk of their mother. In India, it is a common belief that if a baby is fed his mother's milk for at least 6 months, his body will be very strong. Besides that, it is mentioned herein that all the sons of Agnidra were endowed with the nature of their mother. Bhagavad Gita also declares, Strishu Dushtashu Varshneya Jayate Varna Sankara. When women are polluted, Varna Sankara, unqualified children, are generated. And when the Varna Sankara population increases, the entire world becomes hellish. Therefore, according to Manu Sangita, a woman needs a great deal of protection in order to remain pure and chaste so that her children can be fully engaged for the benefit of human society.
Om Gyanatimirantasya Kimanchana Shalakaya Shakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamayam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrashatam Shahagana Raganatam Siddhapitam Stam Sajivam Shadvetam Shabhadrutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Radhita Sri Vishakam Pitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Mori Priye Vansha Golpatarubhyascha Kripasindho Pyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Agnidra Sutas Te Matura Nugrahat Avpakti Kenaiva Sanghanana Palopeta Pitra Vipakta Atmatulya Namani Kitab Hagam Jambudvipa Varshani Ujuhu. Agnidra Sutaste Matura Nugrahat. So the Acharya's comment that the mercy of the mother means by the breast milk of the mother. In the Kali Yuga, that's another thing to be replaced. The big corporations are very much interested in selling formula, milk powder, replacements. And so they can afford to invest money in propaganda that this is a better idea. This is better for your child. This is better for your baby. This is scientific. This is modern. This is this, that, or the other thing. This shows how much you love your child. One way or another, by different propaganda methods, they'll spend money like anything because they'll make it back later. Especially they look at, now they look at the third world with developing countries. They look at Africa and they see a market. They see huge numbers of people who are not yet converted to their product. And so they see profit and opportunity. And so they're very much interested in making propaganda that as soon as possible you should switch to this milk powder and that will be better because we don't make any money on breast milk. So in this way, simply for profit calculation, they're interested in promoting an artificial way of life, which is not good for anyone, actually. This is going on.
Otherwise, by Krishna's arrangement, they think they can improve on Krishna's arrangement. There was a slogan a long time ago to advertise Ford automobiles. The slogan was, Ford has a better idea. So the modern scientists and the modern corporations have a similar motto or a similar presentation. We have a better idea. Krishna had his idea, but we have a better idea. God had his idea, but our idea is better. God created mothers to give milk, but we have a better idea. We have a better idea. We have milk powder. God created cows for giving milk, but we have a better idea. Something artificial, even butter. What is that? By Krishna's arrangement, the cows give milk, the cows give from the milk, you get butter. But they make propaganda that butter is not very good for you. Butter is bad for your heart, that butter is hard to digest. Better that you take our product, where we take some vegetable oil, and we make it look just like butter. Same color, same texture, but it's better. It's better than butter because of whatever reason they want to give. So God had one idea, but we have a better idea. Now actually it's come out that the butter, which was supposedly better because it had this low fat or whatever reasons, it's actually worse for you because the way that the fats are put together isn't assimilated by the body. So it turned out that butter is actually better for you. And it's taken them 30 years to find that out. But actually, we just accept it all along. Krishna has his arrangement. There's milk, there's cream, there's butter. Endorsed by Krishna personally. So simply accept Krishna's arrangement. So many things are like that. They're artificial way of agriculture, with artificial fertilizers, then artificial pesticides, artificial this, artificial that. So the whole way of life becomes artificial. And then everyone is supposed to be happier, but no one is happier. This is the even simple thing. For antiseptic, you're blessed. You have these neem trees. They're giving the best antiseptic. You don't have to go out and buy this, that. Neem tree is giving neem, which is first class antiseptic. Now the scientists are trying to patent the ingredients of neem so that they could own it. But it's owned by Krishna. He created it. He owns the patents on all of these things. By Krishna's arrangement, everything is available. The fruits, the grains, the vegetables, milk. By Krishna's arrangement, everything is there. We just have to cooperate with material nature and offer everything to Krishna. Yagyashishtasina santa uchante sarvakyo vishay. Yagyartha karmanam yakcha loko yam karmavati. When we offer everything to Krishna, everything becomes purified. And when we simply think how to take everything for ourselves and enjoy, then we become entangled in simple reactions. So, this is our Krishna consciousness process, to accept what Krishna is giving. And just like Srila Prabhupada, for decorating the deities, he likes that there be nice flowers and nice... but if there's no flowers, he said, then some leaves, but not these plastic flowers. You know, they offer plastic flowers and it's supposed to be as good, but it's plastic.
better if there's no flowers than some leaves, something, but not simply to offer Krishna plastic flowers, Srila Prabhupada didn't like at all. What Krishna's giving us, we can offer in natural things provided by Krishna. In every part of the world, there's something nice. Here you're blessed, actually. You get every kind of fruit, nice fruits. You get champak flowers and other very nice flowers. Tulsi is growing like anything. So it's very advantageous. Krishna is sending so many nice things. Just we have to teach people that all of these nice things should be offered to Krishna. And then live simply and be happy. Don't be fooled by an artificial way of life in which you become dependent upon foreign corporations for everything from baby's milk to the end of life, whatever it is then. Don't be fooled. Accept a simple way of life. Offering everything to Krishna. The missing ingredient is not better and better material things. Missing ingredient is Krishna consciousness. The material things are already good. Krishna is offering so many nice things, and we just have to use them properly for Krishna's service, not invent newer and newer motorcycles and other things to make noise and zoom us around from here to there and get us into accidents. Simply chant Hare Krishna, live simply, have some simple means of earning the livelihood. As far as possible, grow vegetables, grains, and so on. Keep some cow for getting milk. A simple, natural way of life, that will be better. So much better. That we want to teach people. They were endowed, it's mentioned, with the nature of their mother. This we learn from Vedic literature, that the son will take the qualities of the mother, and the daughter will take the qualities of the father. That happened with King Dana. His mother was the daughter of death personified. So she took the qualities of her father, and then he took the qualities of his mother. So he got all these bad qualities. Vaina Maharaj became a first-class rogue. Because the son takes the qualities of the mother, and the daughter takes the qualities of the father. Therefore, the Vedic literature places great emphasis on protecting the mothers of society. From good mothers come good sons. So the mother should be protected so that her good qualities will be preserved, good qualities will be protected. The women are, by nature, susceptible to weakness, and therefore they should be protected. According to Manu Sangita, in childhood, the girl should be protected by her father, in youth, by her husband, and in old age, by her sons. Naiva Svatantra Marmasi. She should never be independent. A modern society promotes independence for women. But the result is that Independent means independent to be exploited. Independent to be exploited. And therefore the woman doesn't become, she's thinking, yes, you become independent and you'll be happy. But instead, by becoming independent, she becomes victimized. Therefore, Manu says, naiva svatantra mahasi. She should not be left independent. She should be protected by her father, then by her husband, and then by her grown sons. Then she'll be happy, she'll have all her needs satisfied, everything will be there. Independence just means unhappiness. All right, what kind of questions today?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Some women, they don't give birth to sons, but they give birth to daughters. And the daughters get married. And when they are old, they stay with the daughters and the husband.
Who stays? When who's old, who stays with who?
The daughter, you stay with the daughter and the husband together.
I wasn't following. Mother has a daughter. Then what happens? Right. Daughter gets married.
Yes.
Goes to stay with her husband.
Stay with the husband's, with the daughter's husband. They stay together.
Who does?
The mother.
The mother stays with the daughter's husband? It's not usually.
No, they stay together. But
who does?
Yeah.
Who does?
The mother will stay with the daughter.
No. Mother doesn't stay with the daughter. When the daughter gets married, she's given away. And she becomes part of the husband's family. She becomes part of the husband's family. So when there's a son, then the son welcomes the daughter to that family. And when there's a daughter, then the daughter is given away to the husband's family. So generally, of course, some special circumstance, but generally the mother and father don't go to live with the daughter. Rather, the daughter goes to live with the son's family.
Otherwise, when sons are not born, but daughters are born, then who takes care of?
Somebody has to take care. If there are no sons, then sometimes the older brother takes care. Or the father, she may go back to her father if he's not so old. Some uncle, someone is there. That's community development. That in the community, someone has to take responsibility. So generally, there should be sons and daughters, so then the daughters go to the other family and the son stays and takes care of the parents. But in case that doesn't happen, there's no son or the son dies or some other reason, then some responsible person has to be there. Either the father or the uncle or the elder brother, or somehow the community has to arrange so that the woman will be protected. It's the duty of the king to see that these people are protected. Women, children, Brahmins, old men, and cows. They require special protection. The woman requires, as we're discussing, special protection. Children require special protection. We can't just say, let's leave them independent. Or suppose if the parents die, well, anyway, a kid can take care of himself. Somebody has to take care. Generally, by nature's arrangements, the parents are there to take care. But if something happens, the parents die or whatever, then some responsible person has to take care of the
child. Children can't be left independent. Women, children, and old men. The old man can't be expected to take care of himself. He becomes weak. He can't work. He requires special help for this or that. Sometimes mentally also he becomes kind of hazy. In any case, he becomes dependent. In old age, the old man requires special protection. If someone attacks him, he's not going to attack back. He doesn't have the same strength, the same power. So the old men require special protection. They're men for going back to Godhead. So in their old age, their needs should be provided for in such a way that they can fulfill the purpose of human life. So women, children, old men, and brahmanas. The brahmanas are not wage earners. The brahmanas are not employees. A brahman never accepts a salary. But the brahmins make the most valuable contribution to the society by giving knowledge. In the social body, the brahmins are like the head. No body can function without a properly functioning head. So the brahmins are the most important members of human society, and they can accept charity. The kshatriyas are not supposed to accept charity. They live by levying tax. They provide protection, they provide service, and they take tax. And the Vaishyas are supposed to be the productive class, so they're manufacturing their own prosperity. They're taking care of the cows, they're cultivating the land, doing some business. So they don't need to ask for charity. And the Shudras, they're meant for being maintained. They're meant to serve the other three sections. And in reciprocation, their basic necessities are to be provided. But the Brahmins live purely on charity. And they're not fighters. They're not supposed to be materially powerful. Their power lies in knowledge. So because these are the most essential guides for human society, the Brahmins should always be looked after. The Brahmins should always be looked after. The Brahmins are not usually the most numerous. The Vaishyas are numerous, the Shudras are numerous. Kshatriyas, there may be. Intelligent men are always smaller in number. The less intelligent are larger in number. So they're not such a burden. And they don't take more than they need. It's not that the Brahmins will live luxuriously at the cost of others. They live very basically, very simply. And they should be given charity. That's the duty of the king to see, especially the Brahmins are cared for. Women, children, old men, Brahmins, and the cows. To protect the cows is specifically the duty of the Vaishyas. Gauraksha. Krishi Gauraksha Panisham Vaishakanisham. As the king is supposed to protect the human beings, The Vaishyas are especially meant to protect the cows. Of course, the king has to see to it that the Vaishyas are doing their duty and the cows are protected. Ultimately, it comes to him. The cows are the most important animals. They're providing milk, and from milk we get butter, cheese, yogurt, everything. And the ox will provide traction, power for cultivating the land. The cow dung is also useful because you don't need a big corporation to get good fertilizer. The cow dung is ideal. And for cooking also, the cow dung can be used. First-class fuel. So the cow is the most important animal. The cow should be protected. The cow is not endowed with claws and strong teeth for defense. The cow is a gentle animal. So the cow should be also protected so that from the cow we will get milk products for offering to Krishna. And the society can make spiritual progress. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Guru Brahmani Itayaja. Krishna is offered respects as the well-wisher, the benefactor of the cows and the Brahmins. Go Brahmana Itayaja. He's concerned with the welfare of the cows and the Brahmins. Jagatitaya, and the rest of the world also. But first the cows, then the Brahmins, then everyone else. Because the cow is the most important animal, the Brahmin is the most important human being for a spiritually progressive society. So somehow or other, every society worthy of the name has to have some arrangement for taking care of these dependent living beings, women, children, old men, Brahmins, and cows.
Sometimes devotees say, I am a Shakta Brahmana, I am a Shudra Brahmana, I am a Vaishya Brahmana. Is there anything like that?
A Shudra Brahmana? No. Shudra Brahmana, there's no such thing. But there's Vaishnav. Vaishnav is transcendental. Tasyakartaram api maham vidyakartaram api. Krishna created the whole system, but he's transcendental. And those who are pure devotees of Krishna are also transcendental. Vaishnava jati bhuti. Vaishnav doesn't belong to a particular mundane category like Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. He's transcendental. But he may act in the work of a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra. He can work in any department, but he's always transcendental. Ramananda Roy was superficially a Kshatriya, but not even Kshatriya. That's called Kayastha. It's considered Shudra. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted instructions from him. Ye Krishna Tattva Veda Shayurubhai. Kiva Vipra Kiva Nyasi Shudra Kanyam. It doesn't matter. Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Sannyasi, Grahastha. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna is fit to be a bona fide spiritual master. Jai Krishna Tattva Veda Shayurubhai. So although Ramananda Roy was outwardly a householder and a Shudra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was Sarjan Brahman, highest class of Brahman, and Sannyasi, accepted instructions from him. So I devotee can take on any service for his satisfaction in the world. But he's always transcendent.
Yes, Maharaj, I read from Bhagavad Gita, he said the highest wealth is grains.
Well, highest wealth is?
Grains,
yes.
Yeah. But we are busy mining gold, oil.
Excuse me?
We are busy mining gold, oil.
Yeah, they're mining oil, mining gold. But you can't eat gold. No, it's not because of those, it's because some signal is pulsing. I don't know from where.
Low current
or something like that. There's nothing you can do. Said that previously, if there were supposed like some calculation for marriage, consideration for marriage, the boy would be considered wealthy if he had a lot of grains and cows. That's real wealth. I think in Africa also, they would calculate like that, former times. How much grain does he have? How many animals does he have? Because that's real wealth. Just machine parts or so many other things belong to an artificial way of life. If you have grains, then you have the real necessity. You can be completely independent. You have your own supply of grains, you have your own land. Then, therefore, in the exploitative society, they try to take away the land and make people dependent on some outward source for their necessities. But in a natural society, people have land. By Krishna's arrangement, you get rain, you get land, you cultivate the land and you get sufficient grains. And you have you can meet your necessities. You'll get wood also. You'll get cotton or wool. But by nature's arrangement, there's enough of everything. And when the Vaishyas are properly cultivating the land and protecting the cows and performing sacrifice, then there's sufficient supply of everything. There's no need to create an artificial society dependent on petroleum and plastic and so many things. His natural way of life would be more sustainable. I heard that when the Soviet Union collapsed,
Cuba was dependent on Moscow for getting tractors, for getting so many things, for getting petroleum. And America, of course, was trying to keep Cuba down. So when the Soviet Union fell apart, then now they're not getting petroleum, they're not getting trucks, so many things. So now they're in difficulty. So they started rearranging things. Rather than say, all right, then we'll switch sides and go to America, we'll surrender. They looked, then they all over the island, whatever animals are there that can work, let's engage those animals. Whoever knows how to work the animals should train others, and the animals should be engaged for agriculture. And whatever land is there should be used for agricultural purposes. Even within the city, wherever there's any land, everyone should have a garden, everyone should grow things, so that we're not dependent on big, big arrangements from petroleum and outside. And then, all right, I need to get from my house over here to my work on the other side of town, and then I need to go to a third place to go purchase my necessities. No, no, rearrange it. Make it so that in each sector, the living is there, the working is there, the food is there, so that you don't have to drive across the island to get work over here and food over there. Let everything be locally organized. So they implemented these policies, and from what I understand, it was very successful. And they're still going on. Still going on. So we should learn to live like that, to see what is Krishna providing. How can I use what Krishna is providing to provide for my necessities, to arrange for my necessities? How can I offer everything to Krishna? How can I live simply? I saw that's the motto here on the front, live simple living and high thinking. How can I live simply, depending on Krishna? And whatever surplus I can trade and get other things needed. Someone's growing grains, then with the excess grain he can get cotton, or he can get wool, or he can get other things needed. Simple trade. So this is Vedic culture, not an artificial civilization of nasty factories and pollution, hard work in a nasty environment. Simple cooperation. Anything else? Yes.
Yes, Maharaj. Why I wanted to know the way of reformation.
Way of
to reform. It looks like to achieve something is easy for mankind, but to reform their life is very difficult. What makes it
bit by bit? Reform means the powerful force for reform is this chanting of the holy name of Krishna. That should be distributed as widely as possible. Chanting the holy name of Krishna and the simple way of life, Krishna consciousness, taking Krishna prasadam, food offered to Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, serving Krishna, that we have to introduce. That will be revolutionary. And then this simple way of life gradually should be introduced as much as possible.
There's a book entitled The 26 Qualities of a Devotee.
26 Qualities of a Devotee, yes.
These qualities are supposed to be developed by devotees. Now, do we just concentrate on chanting the holy names of the Lord and still keep our bad habits, or we still...
Yes, you focus on serving Krishna and the good qualities will come. You don't have to separately make a big separate program for developing good qualities. Just become a good devotee of Krishna and the good qualities will come. A lot of cows.
Yes, Maharaj. Is it advisable if a father or a mother is old and you don't have facilities to take care of him, to send him to an orphanage home?
Father and mother are old and you don't have facility, then what?
Send
them what?
Old age orphanage
homes. Old age home. Simply some institution is not very good. They should be given facility where there's opportunity for Krishna consciousness, not simply some institution where they make a business of taking care of old people, keeping them in some institution. Look like Mayapur, Vrindavan. These holy places are especially meant for elderly, retired people.
Maharaj, such places, with the government, you have to get your permit.
Mm-hmm.
Such places, it's not even easy for sending such...
It's not what?
It's not easy for sending our relatives there. First, we have to get a resident permit or visa. And also
anyway, it's possible. Otherwise, you make the local arrangement. It doesn't have to be Mayapur or Vrindavan, but make the local arrangement. That the old people should be taken care of. Not that we just, you know, like old junk, you know, you just ship it out somewhere and someone disposes of it for you. Or like a scrap yard, you know, you get rid of your old vehicles, you just dump them and somebody... get something out, not like that. They should be taken care of. They should be taken care of in devotional atmosphere with love. Vaishnava seva. They're Vaishnavas. So they should be cared for with love and devotion. Not simply shift off. All these people are a liability now. They're not making any money. And there's so much bother to have around, so we should ship them off someplace. They're so inconvenient. Not like that. Yes?
Maharaj, please, the holy name Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the highest name of God. I want to know whether the demigods, who are also agencies of Krishna, are chanting these holiness.
Demigods are transcendental? No, they're not transcendental.
You said that they are chanting the name.
Chanting Hare Krishna.
Do you want to chant whether they're chanting Hare Krishna?
Yeah.
The demigods are also Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sadapa Shanti Surya. Demigods are always, that's why they're demigods, they're always looking toward Lord Krishna. Something else? Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.